Jim Ward is a musician, restaurant owner, and an overall creative. His band Sparta has just released a new album called Trust the River. Together with his wife, they own Eloise, a restaurant and bar on El Paso's west side. During this time of COVID, Jim has taken to hosting Instagram Live segments with friends on Fridays called Friday Beers. He's also created a Patreon account where he has established some more intimate connections with fans. Here to talk this weird time of Corona is Jim Ward. Welcome to State of the Arts.
What's up? Thank you for having me.
You're in your living room, I'm in my living room, and yet here we are talking weird Corona stuff.
Although I've spent most of my career doing interviews via phone from some random place anyway, the interview part isn't super weird to me. I've done a majority of press probably on phones rather than in person.
Yeah.
So you're usually doing press ahead of getting to a city.
Right. But here you are, your new album is out, and I imagine you've been doing nothing but interviews on Zoom and the phone for real this time. I mean, no tour, no nothing, right?
Yeah, no tour and everything is up in the air. It is what it is. Like, it's not my everyday job, so it's not devastating that we're not touring.
Yeah.
It's disappointing, obviously, because we finished recording this record a year ago and have spent a year sort of planning this out slowly and pretty quietly and what I thought was pretty effective. And, you know, obviously it all changed pretty rapidly. The reception's been good. And sort of like you mentioned, Patreon has been a nice way to sort of talk to fans. And then we started doing Friday Beers, which is just sort of replacing some sort of interaction or communication with fans through questions. And, you know, last week was the first week and we had Christian Helms on, and fans can kind of ask questions, and it's just a way to sort of just, without being on the road, tell people that we're alive and kicking.
It was pretty cool. I tuned in to your conversation with Christian, and like folks from all over the world literally are just like, hey, what's up? And it's got to feel good for them too, you know?
I've definitely seen it with the Patreon stuff, and then seeing some of those Patreon handles are the same as their Instagram handles. So I see them pop up and you know, I know, okay, that guy, we've shared a couple of messages because now he has a direct way to sort of communicate with me. And I know that he's been laid off and I know he's been going through kind of a rough couple of weeks. And I know that the record meant a lot to him. And it's just a good feeling to see them on there and engaging and participating, because usually it would be after the show, taking a picture with somebody or signing something or having a few minutes of conversation. So in a way, this just kind of replaces that. Or, you know, in the meantime, it's not going to replace it, but it's something in the meantime.
No, for sure. And, you know, let's back up and explain what Patreon is, because like I wasn't aware of it until you started your Patreon. And I'm like, this is such a cool way to support artists that you love.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think people don't think about with musicians, or maybe I think there's a preconceived notion that if you put out records, you're rich, or if you go on tour, you're rich, or you don't have a bunch of people that work for you. There's a lot of things that come into this, and I've started talking more about it, but there's a sort of these preconceived notions people have with artists, and I think artists want those there. They want to seem bigger than they are, they want to seem healthier than they are, whatever. And I've sort of taken this opportunity of this record and this interview cycle to talk a lot more about mental health and sort of the things that I've struggled with, whether it's being away or like starting to pace myself on tour because it negatively affects my ability to be healthy. And the other thing is that most musicians are just working class, and this has knocked the wind out of everybody's sails. And so if you love a band, and I have a $5 level, and that's it. There's no like $1,000, I'll come to your house and wash your car.
We'll swap some messages. We could talk about stuff. $5. That's it.
And part of the $5 thing is I equate it to a beer. Like if you're going to have one beer a month with an artist that you love, then that's kind of the idea, is it's not asking a lot of fans. And then in return, it's a good way for me to sort of gauge what is interesting to people. And the way I've explained it to some people is, if the Clash had a Patreon account when I was 18, I try to think of what I would have wanted to get or know or have in exchange for that kind of relationship. And most of it is just interaction. Yeah. It's nothing crazy. It's just like, hey, on this record, does this mean what I think it means? And I have the ability to write back and say, like, you know, to me, it means this, but to you, it doesn't have to. And most of it is that stuff. It's just this sort of like interaction and behind the scenes kind of footage or knowledge or whatever. And so one of the first things I did was release songs that Brooks and I made when we were 15 from this band we had called Lick, which never played a show. There was only two of us.
And but you had some tracks.
Yeah, we recorded some songs ourselves. And to go back and listen to them now was really interesting. And then to hear fans' input from that was really fascinating, because these are people that listen to my music way more than I do. So sure. They're sort of giving me their take on it. Like, I can see where this is coming from, or I could see where this headed or whatever. And it's just been, honestly, it's been kind of refreshing. And obviously we all need things to keep our brains occupied a little bit right now.
Absolutely.
Just to stay healthy and okay.
And I mean, it's music, and then your other one is a restaurant. And I know that's tough too.
Yeah, we hit a home run.
Just went for it. You're going to win this Corona thing.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah, it's just funny because when friends call or whatever and say, like, how are you doing? And we both just start laughing. Like, nobody's good. Just nobody's doing great. So we're keeping Eloise open, like limited hours, limited staff, but we're doing the best that we can and to sort of keep the lights on. And that's all we want to do is just keep that flame burning to get through this. And then we'll see where we end up on the other side. But I mean, to say life-changing is almost understating it, which is crazy. I really mean this is going to change our life.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you we have these conversations where, like, you know, generations before our grandparents, you know, I mean, they lived through some crazy stuff, Great Depression, and you hear about it and you see it, but I mean, we're in the middle of something big right now.
Yeah, I was telling someone, you know, my great grandmother used to tell me the story of, she was from further east than here, and the story was something to the effect of, and she was talking about the Great Depression. So everything was basically good, and then we were in a covered wagon crossing Arkansas. That was like, it was like from zero to we're in a covered wagon crossing Arkansas, because they had to move on and find something. You know, everyone was just searching for something. And obviously these days will be different. We're a little more stable, I think, than that, but it's going to be different for sure.
Do you have any idea what that looks like for you?
I have no idea. I mean, I know that we're postponing and rebooking and postponing and rebooking as far as band world goes. You know, I keep hearing different numbers from people. You know, all festivals are done until 2022. Because if you think about a festival, nobody's going to insure a festival while there's not a vaccine. Because even if everything's fine, nobody's going to guarantee that money's going to be paid if there's a flare-up or whatever they're going to call it. So to some degree, my level of band might start working sooner than that. But I don't know. I don't think we have any idea. And as far as the restaurant world goes, it's a really hard business as is. Mm-hmm. So this is sort of stressed everybody to the max. And you look at big time restaurateurs, you know, they say we have 2 weeks of reserves money wise. Those are huge companies, and it's just such a weird business. And I guess we'll just see, but we adapt quickly. At the end of the day, Christina and I are both creatives. So we'll figure out where we're headed and what we're going to do, and we'll go from there.
Any little lessons learned just during this time?
I mean, I would say I had been preparing for rainy days a little bit, trying to get better about that. I mean, as like a fly-by-night musician kind of brain, I don't think much about the future. And I've been trying to think more about it. And this is definitely hammered home that if we come through this, I will get better at that sort of stuff. You know, it's good to sort of sit back and look at your, you know, I'm 43 now, making records is different, owning a business is different, thinking about the future is different. I have different priorities and I want to see different things with my life. So one, this reassures me that living every day like you should enjoy it is important. And then, you know, maybe being a little more cautious with some things is probably important, but I don't think it's overall going to change too much. Maybe just be a little bit more persistent with the business end of things, which I already have been. So it's not like it woke me up to anything. It just is kind of reassuring me that we operate in the real world. We have to remember that occasionally, right?
For sure. What we do every morning is we sit on our front porch and we watch the nature show, because I never, ever, ever noticed that stuff. You know, I wake up late, get dressed, and leave the house. And now it's like there's all sorts of action that we've been missing this whole time. So slowing down in that way has really helped to embrace the beauty that's around us, like, immediately.
I'm not disappointed with the disruption at all.
Yeah.
That has had no impact on me. I mean, I enjoy it. The only thing is, like, we go for walks all the time, and now we see everyone in the neighborhood, and we're like, you didn't go for walks before.
You're like, we've been walking these streets before you. All right. Friday Night Beers, what time and what's your Instagram handle so we can tune into
this? My Instagram is at Jim Ward Official, and that is on Fridays at 4 p.m. Mountain live. So you just go to Instagram, and it'll pop up and say that we're doing something live. And the idea is every week for, you know, 15 to 30 minutes, we hang out with somebody and have a beer. Invite everybody to open a beer or non-alcoholic beverage of their choice and just kind of hang out. And we talk and answer questions. And I hope to keep doing it for a while. I think it's fun and I enjoy it. So we'll go. And then the new record's called Trust the River, and that's available on all the streaming platforms. And it's been a labor of love, and I'm super proud of it. And other than that, we'll just keep on keeping on.
And if we want to find you on Patreon, is it as easy as looking up your name?
Oh, just patreon.com/Jim Ward.
All right.
Is it that easy?
Many ways to find Jim Ward, including Eloise with your limited hours, but you can still find you there. Today, my guest has been musician, restaurant owner, and overall creative, Jim Ward. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.